we've taken a look at the top of the class, and we've looked at potential sleepers for the quarterbacks heading into this year's draft. Now it's time to take a look at who could be the best fit at quarterback for the Broncos when John Elway and the personnel staff are on the clock. With Phil and Andrew, I'm Chris. Guys, a little different this week with best fit when you know the Broncos will only carry two or three quarterbacks on the roster throughout the year, and they know who their starter is going to be throughout the season, so that's good. But it doesn't mean the team won't look to draft a quarterback when they're on the clock.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a few weeks ago, they found out that Peyton Manning will return for his 18th season, but behind him, you have some relatively unproven guys. You know, Brock Osweiler is heading into his final year of his contract. Still haven't seen him play some really meaningful football yet. And then behind him, Zach Dysart. His first year, he was on the roster, but last year, he was on the practice squad the whole season. So behind Peyton Manning, the Broncos aren't quite sure what they have in case of an emergency or moving forward.
You're right. John Elway has said, hey, look, we like Brock. We like where he's come. But in terms of snaps under pressure where he's had to go out there and get a drive going or score, you're right, have not seen something quite like that yet because Peyton Manning's been here in town. Andrew, best fit, the quarterbacks we've talked about all week long, who do you think could come into here, especially with a new regime in place and perhaps develop for a little bit as Peyton Manning plays out the end of his career?
Well, I think you hit on the key word, develop. That means you can take a chance on a high ceiling guy that maybe is a year away or even 2 years away from being ready if Peyton Manning does decide to play out the last year of his contract. And the guy who fits there, the best possibility is Bryce Petty out of Baylor. He's one of three quarterbacks, you know, in contention to be that third guy off the board. So you're thinking late first, second round on Bryce Petty, but very high ceiling. Beautiful, throws a beautiful ball, you know, beautiful delivery. You kind of compare him to a sweet swinging power hitter in baseball a little bit. And he has the work ethic. You've seen the last couple of months, he's diligently tried to learn how to work under center to the point where at his pro day this week, he took every snap from under center, something he had not done both at Baylor and even back in high school. He talked about at the combine, also at the Senior Bowl, about the difference between what he did at Baylor as far as, you know, every call was at the line and every play was in the shotgun and looking to the sideline for your call with a big poster board. And then doing things at the pro level. I think he's made the adjustment. You could see the progress just in 1 week at the Senior Bowl. You could see it again under center at the pro day this week. And frankly, I think by showing that kind of work ethic, I think the gaps in his game, he can overcome them. And even though it's a projection, I think he has the best chance beyond those top two guys to be elite.
Early on, when you pick, you do want those players to be impact players, immediate players who can help your team right away. But also, John Elway's made a point to say when they draft guys, they want to develop these guys and then keep them here. And especially if you can get a guy who you think could really help you out down the road at quarterback, you'll make that pick. With Andrew and Phil, I'm Chris. That's been Best Fit for the Draft. What will the Broncos do on draft weekend? We'll have to wait and see.